as we are doing a show without Raj, I got to be honest with you. It's like...
It should be.
I don't know how many times I've done it without him. Two, maybe? Don't separate that, please. Hi, Monica. Hi, JR.
Hi. Yeah, it's weird looking up at your screen and there's a body missing.
And only seeing the one you don't have a crush on?
No. You know what? For like 3 to 5 minutes, Roger and I were talking at Ferg's when you guys were down here. And I was like, nope, can't talk too long all alone in the cut over here because then they're going to think something's up. So I had to go out amongst the people.
Did you guys do what you did at the burger thing where you wrapped your arm around each other's and, like, you sipped your drinks one way, the other way?
None of that happened. Nope.
You don't think Roger would just be getting an early start on Memorial Day, do you?
I do.
Do you?
Definitely up his alley.
Imagine that.
That's all special Ted.
Yeah. That's true.
But he made it here today.
It's so funny.
Before the morning show.
He came in here before, because Roger wasn't here. And I was in here doing some show prep, and he came in here. All he does is try to engage me in office gossip. That's all he does. It's amazing. First off, he knows about everything that everybody does. And then he tries to, like, pull you in. He's like, so do you think she's going to get that job, that production job? She's been in with Chris, our program director. Actually, he's in the studio. Wave. I say hi, Chris. There he is.
Hi, is that who that is?
Yes. He's our program director for the other show. And he's like, do you think she's going to get that writing, the writing job for production? You think she's going to get it? I'm like, dude, I didn't even know there was a writing job for production.
Does he know who he's talking to right now?
Right. I pay attention to nothing around me. I really don't.
But you don't act like sometimes, like, whenever there's something juicy, it's like, I don't want to hear it, but what you got? Let me hear it.
No. You know what I mean? I've got to be honest with you, because it ends up, around here, it ends up being a black hole.
Yeah.
You know, and you get sucked in, and then one person says the wrong thing, and then the next thing you know, you've been accused. It's like, you know what? After JR, honestly, maybe... You know, I started here 22 years ago, I guess. Maybe the first few years I would get wrapped up in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just learn. It never ends well.
True.
It never, ever ends well.
But and you get... You do want to know, though. Admit it. Like, you want to know, but you just don't want it to bite you later.
If someone's banging somebody, I might be a little bit interested in that. But other than that, as far as I don't really care about anything else.
Someone's always banging someone. You gotta find out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. But that's not what he comes here with. He's such a radio geek. He's that kind of, you know, there's a job opening, so-and-so. Do you think so-and-so should go for it? I'm like, dude, I don't care. Bye. Door's open. See you later. You too. Get out. You know, it's so funny. He's that guy, and I break his balls, but he's like that annoying little brother. I love him to death. I do, but he drives me absolutely insane. And he'll always say, yeah, you know, like he wants more, and I'll send him stuff. I'll send him a lead or something I see out there. I'm like, why don't you go give this a shot? I don't know. Do I have time for that? What's going to be at the expense of that thing? I'm like, dude, I can't help you anymore.
Yeah, I can totally see that. He seems like he wants all that stuff, but then the effort that it takes, it's like, maybe not worth it.
Safe to say he's one of the more talented individuals I know.
Smart. Very, very smart, too.
Right. But the laziest son of a bitch I've ever met in my life. Brett, safe to say?
Up there? When he wants to be.
When he wants to be lazy or when he wants to work?
Both. lazy. He could be, I mean, because he does have the side job on the weekends, working, you know, for Fox News, as we've mentioned, with the radio over there.
Right.
And so he did find that job himself. He does do it. He'll go and fill in, you know, on a Friday or something like that in the afternoon, you know, right after doing the morning show, and be there till like 10 o'clock at night. So when he wants to be.
Right.
Aggressive in the in life.
He always said, he's like, we're like, what do you want to do? He's like, well, you know, I'd love to have my own show one day. Meanwhile, he got offered his own show doing Mornings Country in Louisville, and he would have rocked it. He would have crushed it. You know. Louisville.
I mean, but it takes a lot of discipline to get there every single morning early. I mean, if he does morning traffic, he's got to get there in enough time to prep and stuff. So if he's never late and he's usually early, that takes a lot of discipline.
Listen, I pull in this parking lot on two wheels, just trying to get there before the mic cracks. He comes in after me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he comes right after me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pathetic. We both are, though. That's on me. Roger gets upset about that, too, and he's right. But I just can't do it. I just cannot get out of bed anymore. It's horrible.
Well, I mean, that's early, and it's a lot. I did the morning shift here, and all I can think of is, in my head, what woke me up when I woke up this morning, I thought, I just 2 days. I can do this for 2 days. Like, right. I don't even know how many years and years. I mean, ugh, it's early.
17 years of the alarm, excuse me, of the alarm going off at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
4:06 to be exact. 17, it's awful. Mm. And I always said this, if I ever hit the numbers, my eyes will never see 4:06 again.
Stop.
Unless I'm rolling from the night before.
No
way.
You're not going to leave Roger high and dry. You would completely stay, and it just would be less stressful because you wouldn't really care if you were a little late. It wouldn't be.
Wait a second. You think if I hit the numbers, I would still do mornings? You're high.
You're not going to leave. What, are you going to just leave Roger after all this time? He didn't win the lottery.
No. I was to do this one where I can get out of bed at 9:30. Stroll in and do a show at 11 o'clock. Maybe. Maybe. And the only reason I would probably do that is because everybody leaves us alone. We do our show. Brennan doesn't call us. Nobody calls us. I get an occasional email from Brennan or Olivero or whatever it is. But for that, they leave us alone. That's like a dream job.
You're self-sufficient. You guys are a well-oiled machine.
And I'm not even saying this because my PD from the... I've said it to his face before. I'll say it again. Meetings, they suck the life out of you. You know, there's so much
money.
More responsibility that goes with that other show and meetings and clients and this and the other thing that you and emails and what you can do, what you can't do, all the other stuff. This thing is just like fired up and let it go.
I want to buy an admission ticket to see you in like 5 different types of meetings, just to see you and like the pen tapping probably and like the knee shaking and the eye rolling.
Any of that, Chris, you want to jump on mic or you want to stay off? Your call.
You good?
Yeah. No, he would, I think he would agree with that.
Did I nail it?
You forgot the screaming and walking out.
Oh,
and
come
slamming
on.
Like a 5-year-old. Brett?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing I'm proud of. And I have since been, I think, somewhat sufficiently medicated to avoid these things before. Things from happening again, but we shall see.
Now, Brett, do you and Roger have a little side hustle with the over-under or how many minutes it takes for JP to storm out?
Or no. Do you gauge his reaction and be like, is he going to do a middle finger today or?
Sometimes he's going to say the F word.
I've never given, and a lot of this stuff, don't get me wrong, I'm not proud of. Like, I will fully admit, I probably should have been fired at least a half a dozen times.
Oh, man, I'm not surprised.
Off the top of my head, I can riff a half a dozen times. And if we didn't produce, I probably would have been. But I haven't been. Now, I'll say this, though. I'm not proud of my behavior sometimes. And that's why I ended up going and getting myself on some medication or whatever it is. Because if I kept going the way I was going, number one, I was... I would have had a heart attack. I'm not even joking. Like, I probably would have had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Or I'd have got arrested. It all started. Remember, that, Brett, were you in the room when I was with me and Buzzkill? Were you in the room?
I was outside.
And you heard what was going
down
on?
Down the hall.
That was my...
Far down the hall.
That
and
was,
everybody heard you.
That was my my holy ass, I got to get my act together moment. Because there was a good chance I could have ended up in handcuffs.
I'm like, that doesn't sound good.
No. No. That wasn't a good moment. So I went and saw a couple of doctors and we're game planning.
How far did you have to go for it to get to that point? Like, what happened?
It's just been building. I'm an angry individual to begin with.
Yeah.
So when things are... You put the schedule that we're under and the pressure that we're under to perform... that builds. Mm-hmm. Then you go into meetings where you can get told no for no other reason than it wasn't their idea. And it just builds and builds and builds. And at the time, I was on an oral steroid for my neck. Mm. And that was just like, it was like the perfect storm.
Roid rage, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
It was. But then I realized, I was like, you know what? I got to go see somebody just to calm my ass down. And I did.
And now you're feeling better, right?
Well, I was never not feeling good, to be quite honest with you. I just knew where it could end up, so I went and took care of it. You know, I wasn't, there was no way I was burying my head in the sand. And the funny part is, nobody around here said anything about it.
Really?
Nobody sat me down and was like, John, JP, you know, we got it. This is out of control. Not one person. Brett didn't talk to me about it. Raj didn't say anything to me about it. I was aware of it. I may have brought it up to those guys. But didn't
it's for better or for worse, it's part of who you are.
Right.
So it's not like, oh, wow, where did this come from? It was just a more elevated version of what you are on a daily basis.
But it was...
I mean, it was, you know, alarming because of how loud it got and how public it was. But, you know, outside of that, it was, okay, well, this is one of those higher-end moments.
And, yeah, and the amount of F-bombs that were thrown. it ended with Buzzkill saying, dude, I'm not going to fight you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God, JP, rein it in.
Right. And that's what I did. That was my holy S moment. I got to get my act together. And I went and I got a doctor who's phenomenal at what he does. He is a psychopharmacologist, right? And I had seen him 13, 14 years ago when I first started dealing with the panic attacks and everything else. And he kind of helped me get through that. And I hadn't seen him in years. And I walked in, and he's like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, we got to talk. And we sat down, and he's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. And he put me on this stuff called Lamotrigine, which is used for, what the hell's it called? The
herpes?
What's the one when you start shaking uncontrollably, you swallow your tongue? Seizures. It's used for seizures and stuff like that, but it's also a mood stabilizer. Can't you tell my mood has been stabilized?
Yeah, sure.
Let's just say we haven't found the correct dosage yet. But it is making me blind.
Oh,
that's the downside.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's
your
not.
Age, JP. I hate to break it to you. Well, that's just how it goes.
Now, listen, I get that. And I've been dealing with the eyesight thing for about a year now when I went down into a meeting and realized stuff that I would normally be able to see rather easily was now kind of an issue. And that's been building for a while. Now what's happening is I can pull something up on my phone and start reading it with no problem, and poof, it goes blurry.
It's your age, dude.
I'm telling you, it's not my age. When I'm reading something perfectly, right, and I don't move what I'm reading, and all of a sudden it goes blurry, that's not my age.
It's your
If I pick it up, and I look at it, it's blurry, and I pull it away from myself, and I see it a little bit better, that's my age. But when I'm reading it, and it goes just blurry out of nowhere,
okay,
you don't think so?
Are you going to be on this medication for a while, or forever?
That's up to me.
Because if you can tell the difference if you stop taking it, and stuff still happens. Is all.
Well, he said the blurry eye thing is a side effect. And it usually goes away. My track record with medication isn't exactly stellar.
What, you stop taking it, like, according to the rules, or you just...
No. My body just reacts. Like, if I take NyQuil, I'm up all night. If I drink DayQuil, I'm snoozing.
It's the opposite. You get the opposite reaction.
A lot of times. Like, I tried antidepressants years ago when I first started dealing with the panic attacks and all that stuff. And because they said antidepressants are good for that. So they put me on this thing called Paxil.
I've heard of Paxil. I don't know what it does, but...
Well, take the sexual side effects out of it where it takes you forever to finish, right? Mm. I didn't even get that far. Day one, I took it, right? And I'm driving, and all of a sudden, I'm outside my car looking at myself through the windshield.
Hey, okay, what's going on in there? No.
Yeah, I swear to God. So I called that doctor, and he was like, yeah, no, get off it. I said, okay,
that's
cool.
Creepy.
Good idea. So then I guess a couple weeks later, they tried to start me on this other thing called Lexapro.
How do you remember all the drugs?
Because when they scare the piss out of you, you tend to remember
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're right.
And that one gave me suicidal and homicidal thoughts. Like, I was sleeping next to my wife and thinking about killing her.
Dude, okay.
And then thinking about killing myself. But was coherent enough to know that that was a bad idea. So the minute I got up in the morning, I called the doctor, told him what happened. He goes, yeah, okay, we're not doing. And this is a family of medicines called SSRIs, something to do with serotonin, whatever it is. It's all boring. But I obviously can't take those. So when it was time for me to deal with this thing now, I said to him, I was like, listen, man, I can't go on any of these. He's like, I know. I got this. You know, got this. And he put me on this thing. I go, well, what are the side effects? Are there sexual side effects? No. He goes, I said, you know, well, what's the story? He goes, you may get a really bad rash. He goes, if that's the case, we got to hospitalize you.
Whoa.
He goes, but the chances it's so slim, we're going to start you off so slow that it won't happen. And nothing happened. So if the only side effect that I had is me going blind and occasionally looking for a word, like you just heard me look for, see? The one where you start shaking again?
No.
Seizures?
No.
Right.
But, okay, JP, this all that scares the pants off me. You know how I feel about drugs. But
right.
Is there, and I know you think you're going to make fun of my ridiculous liberal hippie butt, but can you do it naturally? Are there natural things you can take that are, you know, with not all these ridiculous side effects?
I've tried.
Like acupuncture or any kind of herbs or...
Brad, how often do I go to acupuncture?
Once a week at least.
At least.
Oh, you do? So have you tried it without all the drugs?
Yeah, and I ended up here. I tried all of it. You name it. I've tried yoga. I've tried acupuncture. I've tried homeopathic stuff. I've tried drinking. You know? I even tried smoking weed again. Nothing. All that did was put me to sleep.
That scares me. If those two extreme reactions happened, I don't know. I can understand your hesitancy to take.
But what I'm taking now is something completely different.
Making you blind.
Yeah, it's an anti-seizure medication. Well, again, it's blurry and it's not blind and it comes in spurts. It's not constant. And he said there's a really good chance that'll go away.
Does exercise help?
I just got back to the gym. But now here's the other thing. Mm. And I'm falling apart. I have herniated disc in my neck. So I just started going back to the gym really last week. And I'm trying to just work around it and work through it. But yeah, exercise always helps.
So with you having all those injuries, you and I going through at the punch out, it's not going to happen, I'm guessing.
No, was that even being thrown around?
No, because I remember you made a joke back then talking about we're going to fight at the punch out one day.
Dude, there's no way at 45 I'm saying to a 20-something-year-old, yeah, we're going to do that. That is not going to happen. I may have been joking around about it, but there is no way in hell that'll happen.
Nah, I wouldn't fight you anyway, man.
I might fight Monica. You know, I think I can take her. You know? All right, we got a lot of stuff going on. We'll get to some of these calls when we get back. Apparently, I'm not the only one on this boat. We were just talking about this situation I had recently where I was getting a little bit out of control and kind of jumping down people's throats and more high-strung and angry than usual. So I ended up going on some talking to a doctor and getting on a mood-stabilizing medication. And Monica, we were joking around how sometimes now I'll lose my words a little bit or lose a word or I'll have to look for a word when I'm speaking, mm-hmm. which drives me insane. Mm-hmm. And he was explaining it to me. He's like, okay, he's like, John, he's got a South African accent. I wish I can do it. Because if I can do a South African accent or an Australian accent,
please
I would
try.
Do it all the time because that'll just get you late. I've tried it. It's a mess.
Okay.
So he's like, John, what's going on now? Is like with the medication, your brain is... You're creating new neurons, and the new neurons are spreading like branches of a tree, and they're trying to take over the old neurons. He goes, so, you know, that looking, for a word, he goes, you know, that should be temporary, but if not, I can put you on a different medication that's used for people with Alzheimer's, and it's about memory, and he's like, it'll bring your memory, it'll make your memory strong. I'm like, well, let's hold off on anything else right now.
That's smart.
But I thought it was cool, like, when he was explaining what is going on in my brain and how things are, like, branching out. I'm
yeah,
like,
that's how you know you can trust the doctor, because they're not just like, okay, take this pill and leave my office. It's like, this is what's happening, and I like it even more because doctors will sometimes try to explain it, but they'll use all the big words. And I'm like, I don't know what any of that means. Break it down, please.
No, we end up in, I'm in there usually for about an hour, just talking to him.
Good for you.
Just talking to him. And that's why, like, when I first went in there again, and we're talking, and he's listening, he's writing down, he just looks at me, he goes, Lamotrigine, that's what we're going to use. And I said, why? And he went into everything about it. Like, he wasn't in there, it wasn't like, he already had his prescription pad out or whatever it was. He took all sorts of... You know, so if I go blind and I lose a word here and there, maybe it'll all be worth it.
You're not going blind.
It's weird. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I understand you not feel. I'm a control freak. I understand you feeling weird about not having control over it, and it's just random and weird.
Right.
But he said it's temporary, right? And I'm really hoping it's not your age.
He said it could be temporary. If not, you know, it is what it is.
Temporary mean a month or just a couple of years?
Well, I don't know. By the way, it was very strange having that whole conversation with my morning show program director in the room.
I'm surprised you were saying all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm insane and I take drugs. I've even tried pot a little bit. Like, what are you doing, dude?
You know. Like I said, Monica, if I haven't gotten fired for the stuff that I really deserve to be fired, if I get fired for being honest, that's crappy. The fact that I haven't gotten fired for, you know... Assault.
Well, he has
assault.
He's left the room. He might have went to HR. We don't know.
No, he's filling in for Brett tomorrow.
Is that Captain Buzzkill?
No, that's not Buzzkill.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Chris. He's our program director.
Chris, I got to remember his name. Okay.
Hey, David, on line 6. What's going on, David?
Hey guys, love the show so far.
Thanks, man.
Hey man, the medication that he started you off with is are you sure the correct pronunciation is not Midol?
No, not for menstrual cramps. Although that was well played, David, I got to admit.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy. Take care. Justin on line 4. Let's hope he doesn't do that tomorrow. Justin on line 4. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, great show, guys.
Thanks, man.
I'm prescribed Lamictal. That's just the generic name for Lamotrigine.
Yes, amen.
And Monica is wrong. If you take enough milligrams, you do get blurry, especially like you know up close reading a book, and whatnot.
Right. Out of nowhere, though, right, Justin? Like you could be. Hold on, Justin. You could be reading it, and it's all good, and then just go blurry, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Can I ask how many milligrams you're on right now a day?
75.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm prone to seizures.
Okay.
I don't hit the ground every day and have grandma seizures. Luckily, you know, if that was the case, I wouldn't have a driver's license. But you take it for a stability, you know, and
mood stability.
I have to say, God, I want off it so bad because I'm not the same old Justin, you know what I mean? I'm not myself, before I got on it.
When I talked to him about it, I said, listen, here's what I do for a living. You know I need my personality. I go, that can't change. And he told me, he goes, that will not change with this. No way. He goes, not at the dosage.
I'm on 400 milligrams a day, and
I'm not going anywhere near.
I'm not going anywhere near that,
Justin.
No, if you don't have seizures, don't do it.
Right.
And you know, and as the depression goes, I don't know. Maybe I'm just one in a million, but you know what? It does not help my depression whatsoever.
It's not using. I'm not using it as an antidepressant. I'm not depressed. I mean, I have moments like everybody else, but it's not about depression for me. It was just about the anger issues, and the racing thoughts and stuff like that. So, hey, buddy, I wish you luck with all that stuff, and I hope you're able to, wean yourself off. Thanks for the call, Justin. That was heavy.
I know. But does it make you feel better that you know?
The first time let me tell you about this doctor real quick, and then we're not going to really spend too much more time on it because it might be boring to some people. But I just figure when stuff like this happens, I talk about it, and if it could help one person, 5 people, 10
Absolutely.
People, whatever it is, or if it gives people stuff to make fun of me for, I'm cool with that too.
It could go either way, frankly, with this.
Right, it could go either way. But this guy, my another doctor who sent me to him had said, listen, John, you're going to get to this guy's office. He goes, I know you think you're in bad shape. This was way back when I was, you know, having the rolling panic attacks, one into another after another, and I thought I was losing my mind. And he goes, John, I'm telling you now, you're going to go into that guy's office, and you are going to realize quickly that you are not as bad off as you thought. And he sure as hell was right, because I was in that lobby, and it was like one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Well,
no doubt.
Now, let me ask you this, though. What do you think of you sitting in there and then someone else looking around at you and saying, okay, well, not as bad as that guy over there.
Not a chance.
No?
I was the only one not rocking back and forth.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, well, from you, sad, from me, funny. and I just remembered, I kept saying to myself, okay, it's not that bad. Okay, because that's what goes to this guy, right? He's a heavy hitter.
Yeah. Like,
bad cases get sent to that dude. So that's why I went to him, saying, you know what, if anybody's going to get me out of this without guesswork, it'll be him.
Yeah.
You know? And he's published all over the place, too. He's a good dude. Hey, Elliot on line 5, what's going on?
Oh, Elliot's gone.
Elliot's gone. Jan on line 6?
Yeah, I just want to tell y'all about another herbal supplement. It actually just went to Washington, people marching over it because they're trying to take it off the shelves, that has a lot of things going for it. It's called Kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, that might help you out.
All right.
It also has it also relieves heroin junkies and gets them off and getting hooked to that. Without
so I can give heroin a try and see what happens.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't think you should do that.
No. I got to tell you this, though, and in no way do I condone that kind of drug use, but if I was, like, stage 5 cancer and I knew there was no coming back from it, I'd be high as a kite. I would. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and don't they prescribe marijuana, I think medicinal marijuana for cancer and stuff?
If I'm stage 5 and I'm not coming back, I'm not smoking weed again. I'm going.
Well, you want to remember your last remaining days with your family and crap.
No, I want to remember what I had. I don't want to remember it shriveled up like a vegetable. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's
I want to go out having a good time.
I see the logic. I do. I truly do.
Or I'm at least taking Molly, you know?
Yeah.
Because I heard that's a good time. I've never touched it.
I know some people.
JR, are you going to the Sunset Music Festival Saturday because or Sunday
Speaking
this weekend?
Speaking of Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Molly, it's exactly what I thought of.
Yeah, right. I'm going Sunday, yeah.
I'll tell you this. Yeah. I got offered a shocking amount of drugs while I was down there last weekend.
Shuddy.
What?
Listeners. Yeah. Yo, listen, next time that happens, you give them to me before I can see if they're good or not.
Apparently, this audience likes to party. All night.
Okay.
Jerry on line 1. What's up, Jerry? Jersey, I'm sorry. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah. What's up, JP?
What's going
on,
man?
Yeah, Dodge, Jersey.
What's up?
Hey, listen, don't freak out, bro. You're just upside down on your meds. I used to know this girl, and she asked me to get her a couple of Xanax. So I hand her 2 1-milligrams, take some. Ended up taking 8 bars. And then wants to go out dancing. She was upside down on those too. It's not a weird thing. And the other thing is, for the whole anger and everything, they put me on Lexapro, and it actually works. It actually works. I was a very violent person, and now I'm just chill.
But my body couldn't. I didn't react well to it. It immediately made me think about killing my wife. Bad news.
Well, see, that's why they put me on it, because I was there, too. I was suicidal for a couple years. I talked to you a few times, even on DM and everything. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk to you also. Last week, you guys were talking about everyone says you can't get help and mental help and everything for free. I don't know about up there in Tampa, but over here in Broward County, you go to the Henderson Clinic, and it's like $3.
What?
And you get seen and everything. Yeah, $3.
Mm. Right on. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jersey.
I just don't know if you guys have it up there, though.
Right on. Yeah, I have no idea.
Good luck. Y'all have a good one.
Take care, man. I appreciate everybody calling in and airing out their stuff, too. It's not easy to talk about, but like I said, if you can talk about it and you can help some people out or whatever, or get something off your chest, that's what we're here for.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.